Ramuchi wishes everyone a good morning and utters the prayer that our wisdom of resulting from study, reflection and meditation upon the Dhamma may increase.
And so we continue with the explanation of the Buddha nature or the Ju Lama as it is taught in a tenfold presentation in the fourth Vajra point. And we've arrived at the eighth one that shows how Buddha nature is always unchanging. And this is explained in a short way and in detail. And first, the next verse contains the short explanation, which is the explanation of the essence. And that reads, since there are faults which are adventitious and qualities which are its nature, it is afterwards the same that it was before. Unchangingness is the true state of the Dhamma Dhatu.
Nyepa lor tang ting shi. Nyepa tang. Nyepa tang kyun tang chama nam. Pandur wa lor war. Denpa yin je. Denpa rupa mienpa tang. Nambar tapa kapsu yun ting nam. Yuntin nam rangin lindrup to denba yinba le sarja jipa ma yinba ti isa na ngar madab nekab chitaba yindu si nambar tab nekab na yang te yindu neki na yurwa meban juin deki nyingbundi chunye dan rangin no
And so, although as has been shown, there are three phases in which this Dharma Dhatu or the Buddha nature is purified, then throughout all those different phases it never changes in the slightest. And this is due to the fact that in the unpurified phase there are faults or defilements present. But these faults or defilements do not truly exist. They are adventitious, or in other words, they're able to be removed and do not touch the nature itself. And then again, in the purified phase, qualities have revealed themselves or have manifested, but these qualities are not something which has come newly into existence. They've always been spontaneously present within the Buddha nature throughout all the phases. And therefore, it can be said that the Dharma Dhatu or the Buddha nature is in the purified phase. It is the same that it was before in the totally unpurified phase. It has not undergone any kind of change. And this changelessness, that is the Dhammata or the true state of the Dhamma Dhatu.
Tsikyende kapso kamdehi nyingbuam, chuyindehi nyingbula, jama mada patan takpe chepar yunayam, dehi nyingbu rangang ngula, nitatun jura mebrata.
So, and under this topic here, it is explained that although as far as faults or pollution or stains are concerned, there is a difference in that there is a phase in which the Buddha nature is not purified from these faults and another phase in which it is purified from them. But as far as the essence or the nature of the Dharma Dhatu itself is concerned, this is totally unchanging.
Tene semjene lo dirhi nyembo mato pa te marek pare. Mato pa marek pa tang te le sonwe nyumong tang. Nyumong le sonwe le nyumong latin sakpa le tang. Le ngemba latin sonwe tunga nam ne lobar bare nam ka train je tripa cho nyo pa yin do lobar bare ma to hil tama ma pa ta nya tama te ya tene dembar ma do pare dembar ma do pa yin be se na tene dreme dekhi ni bu mola mo am hila dewa ma
and So, as long as the nature of the mind or the Buddha nature is not realized, then this is a state of ignorance. And based upon this fundamental ignorance, then mental poisons arise, which in their turn lead to karma, which goes along with pollution or defilement. And then out of this defiled karma, various sufferings arise. And all these sufferings, which is said, are adventitious. They are
able to be removed. They can be compared to clouds veiling the sky, which can be dispelled by a breeze. And furthermore, also, all these faults and sufferings do not truly exist. And this can be compared, as it is was said, to clouds veiling the sky or to mud polluting water, which will settle by itself. And furthermore, then, these sufferings due to defiled karma do not truly exist. They do not exist within the nature of the mind, and therefore this nature of the mind itself is totally unchanging. And so if one puts this into a logical argument, then one can say, given the nature of the mind or the Dhammapada, it is not changed by any pollution or fault, since these faults are adventitious or able to be removed, like clouds in the sky or mud in water. And also this can be compared to dreaming and not realizing that one is dreaming. Then all the different illusory appearances which arise due to not recognizing that one dreams, they do not touch the nature of the mind, which is clear light in this dream. But They are removable, they are adventitious, and they do not truly exist. And then secondly, the qualities which are present in the purified phase, then there's no need to newly obtain these or develop these, since the ultimate qualities are spontaneously present within the Buddha nature itself. They exist within it naturally and or are spontaneously present, one can say. And this can be compared to gold contained in dross. Then also while gold is contained within dross, all the surrounding dross is just adventitious and removable and does not touch the essence of the gold itself. And then all the qualities native to gold are naturally present within, so to speak, its atoms also while it is surrounded by dross. So the nature of our mind as it is at present, our present nature of the mind is clear light, and whatever defilement or faults are there, they do not touch its pure essence, they have no connection with it, and all the qualities are spontaneously present within it, also in this present nature of the mind. And since this nature of the mind as we have it at present has faults, but these faults can be removed, they are able to be removed, and since on the other hand there are qualities present within this nature of our mind, then we are able to reach the state of Buddhahood. Shows how the essence is not polluted by stains. The second shows how to the subject there is the appearance of arisal and cessation. Then the fourth shows how the third shows how the Dhammata, or the true state, is not harmed by destruction. And the fourth then explains in detail interdependent origination. And so first follows the explanation of the way in which the essence is not polluted by the defilements. And the first verse is, though space encompasses everything, it is not in the slightest polluted due to its subtlety. Likewise, this Dharma Dhatu, which abides within all beings, does not suffer the slightest pollution. And so this is shown by an example, which is the example of space. And space, which is totally uncreated or uncompounded, meaning it is not, it does not consist of atoms and so forth. So this space pervades or encompasses all visible objects, all objects which have form and which are created from atoms and so forth. Consist of atoms and so forth, and although it pervades, space pervades all visible objects, then since it is very subtle, it is not in the slightest polluted by the faults of the visible or by the faults of form, which is being impermanent and so forth. And then in the same way, the Tathagata Gaba, or the nature of the mind, which is clear light, is present within all sentient beings without any exception, pervades them all. And in the same way as space, the Dhamma Dhatu by its nature is totally pure, and this purity is never stained or touched by the faults or pollutions of sentient beings, which are the mental poisons and so forth.
Namke Zukin Tamje Le Chapjang Zukini Pekuba Mabaye.
And so if one puts that into a logical argument, one can say, given the Tathagata Gaba, or the nature of the mind, which is clear light, its nature is never touched or polluted by the faults of sentient beings, since it is by nature totally pure. Just as space, although it pervades all visible objects, is not polluted by their faults.
Tiyang ko devu se na namke zukin tamche la chap jang zok je teme chon je namka la kupa me ba yendo dekhi nyingbu simchin tamche la chap jang simchin je chon je dekhi nyingbu la kupa me.
Or to make it very easy, one can say that although space pervades all visible objects, it is not touched or impaired by the faults of the visible. And then in the same way, although the Buddha nature or the nature of the mind, the clear light, pervades all sentient beings, it is not touched or polluted by the faults of these beings.
This and the name Nyumong tang donga je sem kupa kap so o tang nga nyumong do donga donga sem je ngô de hing do gire sam go gomare sem je ngô am rang yin sem je ne lo de hing yin bo hing do gire njo do gire sam go gomare.
And for
sem da go
and for this reason And what she said, then although there's suffering due to mental poisons and karma, then one does not have to think, or one does not have to be afraid that this might ever touch the nature of one's mind. And this is the same which is said when the sky is covered by dense clouds and is turned totally black, and thunder is coming and lightning and so forth, and it is very... Hailstorms, thunder, and lightning, whatever, and it is very, very frightening, then all these things can, then in the same way, one does not have to be afraid that all these things could, so to speak, destroy the sky or cause it to go away, to be no longer present.
Then Ravun Nam King and Bate Hajang Yixurum Nam King and Bate to two Rimbuzogumar Chutsu Seka Zang Karma Jonga Zang Tene Meba Chang Then Ravun Nam King and Bate to two Nambala Digamares Ten Nakota Rope Trapa Toja Bate to two Rimbu Digamar in Jolo Hakuzon and then
And also all these appearances in the sky, like lightning, thunder, dark clouds and so forth, they are not there to stay. In actual fact, they only stay for a short time of maybe an hour, half an hour, or a few minutes. And in the same way, whatever torments the mind, like suffering and other afflictions, then in the same way, this is not there to stay for good, but stays a short time. So one does not have to be afraid by these.
It is like
the sky being very dark and filled of thunder and lightning, but this changes very quickly within maybe an hour or even shorter time, and then afterwards the sun is shining again, so one does not have to be afraid by these appearances.
Gentle number, no more. I did hear what a good body. It's in him, still love. It's in him, what a good body. Gentle number, no more.
So the next contains the explanation in which way there is the appearance of arisal and cessation. And that reads, just as at all times words arise and disintegrate within space, the sense faculties arise and disintegrate within the uncreated expanse.
Be jetana, sir, no jinjik ten nam nam kha la che jinjik pa ne kap tam che to nam kha nam khe go je pa la ten te ten che jinjik tang por nam kha la che wa tharan je par nam pe te jin do ju jinjik du ma ze pa chuyin te khing bo chuji chuji yin ji yin ten la ten ne sem jin nam je wang bun chuan ba phong bo khan da jin ji na phong phong na khan jo ji 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 jo ni nam ne dang bo de jie xie tan ji par nan yang de xing ning bo la jin ji yo.
And so this again is shown by an example and taking the words of the outer vessel or the outer words, then relying on the opportunity provided by space, they appear as something which first comes into existence and then in the end disintegrates. And in the same way, the sense faculties of beings, which is here short for the five skandhas, the 18 elements, and the ayatanas, or entrances, then these rely or come into existence on the basis of the qualities contained within the Buddha nature. And on the basis of these qualities, they come into existence and disintegrate, but as for the nature or the true state of the Tathagata Gaba itself, there is no such thing as arisal and cessation.
Tene wo esar ji yin tem do gre pe te yin do tene dan da sem je ne lo wo esar ji yin so pom po ka sa rang ka pom po ka de ji ji na wo esar ji yin su jian ga zo.
And so if one takes the example of dream, then various appearances which are subject to arisal and cessation appear, but all of these they appear out of the expanse, which is the true nature of the mind, or the expanse of the clear light. And when they disintegrate, they melt or dissolve again into this expanse of clear light. And then in the same way, which he says, out of the expanse of the nature of the mind, then the skandhas, the elements, and the entrances or ayatanas arise and will fall back or dissolve into the space of the nature of the mind again.
Tene sir jikin sai kumata nyema dawa karma nam nam ke yin su jen jik zu na yang nam ka la jen jik me pa te yin do Matsu Pombo Kanta Jinji Nam, Wesa Dehi Ningbu Yingzu, Jinga Zunayam, Wesa Lanjurame.
And in the same way as the globe of the earth and moon, sun, and stars arise and cease within space, then space itself is not subject to arisal and cessation. And then in the same way, the skandhas and so forth arise and cease within the expanse of clear light, which is the nature of the mind, but this nature of the mind itself is not subject of any arisal and cessation.
And
And with these verses, with these verses, Srimati says, then what is mainly shown or taught is that whatever is to be removed, all the faults or pollution, does not truly exist. It does not have a true an existing essence, and therefore it is removable. And on the other hand, the qualities are naturally or spontaneously existed.
The fact that the true state of the mind or the nature of the mind or the Buddha nature is not harmed by any destruction is again shown by the example of space. And the example is that never before space has been burned or harmed by the three types of fire, which are the fire at the end of time, the fire of hell, and ordinary or natural fire. And then, since space has never been harmed by these fires in the past, then this also shows it will not be harmed by those in the future. And then, in the same way, the Buddha nature or the Dharma Dhatu is not harmed by sickness, by old age and or aging and dying, which can be compared, dying can be compared to the fire at the end of time, sickness to the fire of hell, and aging to natural fire. So in the same way, the Buddha nature is never harmed by those.
Lutan sola tembari kembatan. Tene chevatan navatan geba da tembari kemba wanke tene mesom jitsikwe nama shate mesom jitsikwe domani.
So although the nature of the mind is never harmed by these, but then due to the belief in true existence, there will be the appearance of that. So it will appear due to holding one's body and one's life to be truly existent, then also what happens to this body, i.e.
sickness, aging, and finally dying will be held to be truly existent. And due to this concept or belief or this kind of fixation, then suffering will arise. And Milarepa has said that the mind is unborn, and so this explanation is similar to that. It's actually the mind is free from death, it does not die. The appearance of their being, sickness, aging, and dying is due to one's deluded concepts, due to one's delusion. And then as long as this delusion is present, then one will experience getting sick, aging, and dying. And if one wonders why it appears as if these aspects of getting sick, aging, and dying take place, then Rinpoche says this is due to the delusion consisting of the dominating influence of habitual tendencies or karmic influence. And that can be compared to the dream example again.
Jedar Namga Menamji Munje Noyan Tsupa Dejin Dene Jevadan Adan Gave Mim Jedar Namga Menamji Munje Noyan Tsupa Dejin Dene Jevadan Adan Gave Mim Jedar Namga Menamji Munje Noyan Tsupa Dejin Dene Jevadan
Space is never burnt by fires, likewise this Dharma Dhatu is not burnt by the fires of death, sickness, and aging. Space is never burnt by fires, likewise this Dharma Dhatu is not burnt by the fires of death, sickness, and aging. Space is never burnt by fires, likewise this Dharma Dhatu is not burnt. An example and the meaning of this example are combined, and thereby the manner of generation is taught. Then the next is the explanation how the essence is totally or completely free from any pollution or stain, and then the arisal and cessation are shown by combining the example and its meaning.
Dele tambu pite bango sanin ni yamai. Asan chola chola no gono kala rado ni.
And out of these then, the first is again, first the example is shown, then the meaning, and then the example and meaning are combined. So the first is the example, and that reads, earth rests upon water, water upon wind, wind fully rests upon space, space does not rest upon any of the elements of wind, water, or earth.
Then namka ne long tam long na yang ten ba ma re chu la yang ten ba ma sa ye khan la yang sa ye khan so khan la yang ten ba ma ye ba pe te ye do sem je je pom pe de pe ka sa
ke So, and then the example is that at the time when a world comes into existence, then, and while it is present or while it abides, then the mandala or the circle of earth is based upon the mandala or the circle of water. And the mandala or circle of water again rests upon or is based upon the mandala of wind. And wind is based upon space. So, but although this is like that, then space itself is not based upon any of these, not on wind, nor on water, or on earth. And the next verse explains the meaning of the example, and that reads, likewise, the skandhas, the elements, and the sense faculties are based upon karma and the mental poisons. Karma and the mental poisons are always based upon improper conceptual activity. The improper conceptual activity is fully based upon the purity of the mind. Yet the nature of the mind is not based upon any of these phenomena.
Make a one, but now one, but nine one, but J one, but Zuja, but Yiji one, but one, but two down. Your Zog, Dra, Ter, Rosa, Ro, Riza, Chudan, Yiji Chudan, Trotan. Jebanum, Ledan, Kangle Jebat, Ledan, Yumon, but Allah, Leda. Ledan, Yumon, but Ned, Dad, and Zemaso. Soja, Maimbe, Yila, Seba, Lata, the Nation. Soja, Maimbe, Yazine, Sanja Taka. Rangin ji wo sarwa, devari ki pe nyingpo, de la rabdan, nena yang, semje rangin wo sa dekhi nyingpo dene, lo vorwe chu na tamje kanga yang, nepa mi de, semje rangin wo sa de, duma sepa ibe sarwa. Dekso ma?
And so, here, the five skandhas and the what is here says the 12 entrances and 18 elements. In other words, the five skandhas and the five sense faculties of seeing, hearing, and so forth, and the corresponding six sense faculties. Sorry, and the corresponding objects. And these are, they come about or they form due to karma and the mental poisons. And that is likened or, and karma and the mental poisons then are always based upon what one can call improper conceptual activity, or in other words, they are based upon the fixation to the existence of self, or the fixation of to true existence. And that kind of fixation, that kind of idea and concept consisting of this belief in the true existence of a self, in its turn, is fully based upon the nature of the mind, which is totally pure, which is by nature clear light. And although all of these phenomena arise on the basis of the purity of the nature of the mind, then again, the nature of the mind, which is luminous or which is clear light, in its turn, is not based upon any of these adventitious phenomena. And this is due to the fact that the nature of the mind, or the clear light, is uncreated.
In order to realize the basic nature of mind, one must meditate on impermanence. So now we will sing a song about impermanence called The Eight Things to Be.
But when your time to go has come, you'll have to
perfections of paramitas as contained in this wishing prayer in detail, since this is a very important subject.
And
within the description of these six perfections, then there's also contained the non-existence of a self, of an individual, and of phenomena, and this which I will also explain in more detail. And then the day after tomorrow, he will continue the explanation of the Dulama, of the topic unchangingness.